This podcast replay is brought to you by AccidentLawFirm.com. For truck, motorcycle, and rideshare accidents, call Bobby Nunez, 305-444-4407. AccidentLawFirm.com.
Chris Greer broke that vicious cycle that the Dolphins were doing constantly, investing in older free agents, taking chances, making irresponsible trades, losing out on their own free agents, allowing them to hit free agency, all the things that they one bad decision after another at quarterback, at head coach, at general manager. It's a vicious cycle. Well, Chris Greer took over and then did everything completely different. We're going to find out if it works, right? Obviously. But it's a completely different approach to it. Well, right now, unfortunately, you know, Al Golden might have talked a good game, and Mark Richt talked a good game, and obviously Manny Diaz has talked a good game, but neither man has been able to actually live up to what they talked about. And how, you know, what they were going to bring to the University of Miami and change the culture. And changing culture is winning, ladies and gentlemen. It's winning. And winning decisively. And winning in a dominant fashion. And dominating the people you're supposed to dominate. So when Central Michigan comes to town, you hang them a 50 burger. And you send them home 50-3. Okay, I get it. They're not at the point right now to hang with Alabama and hang with Clemson or even beat Clemson or anything like that. I'm not asking you to do that right now. But I am asking you to maximize your talent. And you got to be prepared. And you've shown us multiple times now you can have all the time in the world to prepare for a team and you're unprepared. That doesn't sell for recruits. The walls here at the Big Cheese are filled with the past. We are turning our two football teams, okay? Pro and college, they live off the past because they cannot find anybody in the present that is competent enough to actually live up to what Don Shula built, to what, of course, Schnellenberger and Johnson and Erickson and Davis and all these guys built up. I mean, I get it. It's not easy, but it can't be that hard to do. It can't be that hard to get the right coach in there. And unfortunately, right now, I'm not saying that you got to fire him. I'm not saying you got to make a coaching change. But Manny, you got to understand that people are now looking at you and saying, same old, same old. One dude's short, one dude's bald, another dude's black, another dude is, what, I don't know what you would call Mark Richt, semi-old or whatever in between. The old one was Coker, by the way, just in case if you're trying to figure out which.
Everything's so far.
They're all the same. It don't matter what they look. They all look different, but they're all the same.
It's all been lip service. It's all been lip service, man.
That's it.
There's been no actual follow-through production seeing it on the field, man.
That's it.
And it's pathetic.
And that's what people are afraid of, that Manny Diaz is another Randy Shannon. He's another Mark Richt. He's another Al Golden, just a guy, not a difference maker. And that's depressing. Now, if the Canes football team was like Brett and all the great people at Canes were, that would be a difference right there because they are difference makers. I mean, you want to get anything and everything Canes, you go to 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Go see Brett and all the great people at Canes where we broadcast there every single month. If you're a Canes fan, there's only one place you want to go, baby. They've got the classic UM throwback jerseys. They're available in several colors. If you bleed orange and green, then Canes wear is the place for you. 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Tell them that Big O sent you. They've got it all there, man, like Dime Life, Donation, Caneswear exclusives. You can find them there. Go to the website, caneswear.com. And if you don't live close to Davie, you don't want to drive to Davie, maybe you live down in the Keys, maybe you live up in Hope Sound, maybe you live in Michigan, go to caneswear.com. You can order there. Anything over $99, free shipping. And you get it delivered right to your house. It's a beautiful thing. Caneswear.com. All right, let's take a quick break. And then really quick break. Just give us about 45 seconds here. And we'll be right back. We're going to talk some Dolphins, okay? Because there is something developing that's really interesting, okay, about this game against Washington. That's next. All righty, baby. We are back and ready to rock and roll. At the bottom of the hour, David Dwork is going to join us. We're going to talk a little Panthers after a great night on Saturday, man, which was just absolutely awesome. It was a lot of fun to watch them get revenge. It was something that was needed in a big-time way, obviously, because man, losing.
You can't go down 2 to Tampa.
No.
Okay.
No, losing to Tampa on Thursday was one of those where,
the fact that you outplayed them, okay, for basically the first two periods and the first 7-8 minutes of the third, okay? They did it to us the last 12 minutes. But the other 40, 2 minutes of that game, man, that was us.
Them.
That was us, man. Yeah, we outshot them, what, by 12 shots on goal?
Yep. And so we got plenty to talk about with David on that. But I want to get into a little Dolphins talk with you guys. Because the Dolphins, they get ready for the Washington Redskins this week. And there's a lot of people out there. It's crazy stuff because the way people are looking at all of this. And look, I see that Arizona won, right? So they picked up a win. They've got a tie. So they're ahead. But Cincinnati lost again. Washington lost again. The Jets lost again, right? So people are concerned about some of these teams that are losing, along with the Dolphins, who are 0-4, and they take on the 0-5 Redskins this week. And so here's the part that I don't understand, okay? These are the narratives that develop that is so funny at times, right? And at the same time, ridiculous. So Manny Diaz, right? There are people in town, obviously, and, certain radio stations that carry the team, they can't rip, the team or Manny. But they'll make excuses, right? And whether it's the youth or all this and that, there are no excuses. I get it when you lose to Florida. I'm good with that. It sucks to lose to the Gators. I never want to see the Canes lose to the Gators. But at this moment, I can understand Miami losing to the Gators, and they're not better than the Gators. I get it. Come on, man. They've got a better head coach, a guy that's already been a head coach for several years, and he already kind of knows that program, knows the conference for sure. He had an advantage over Manny being there at Florida. Okay? And it's his second year there at Florida, right? If I'm correct. Wasn't it his second year? So
that is correct, sir.
So he already had a major advantage. He's a better coach. And they had the better talent. They won. Fine. I can live with it. I'm good. But when you're barely beating Central Michigan, that, my friends, is unacceptable. When you are losing to Virginia Tech, that is unacceptable.
You can't. Especially if you saw the way they played with Duke at their place.
Yes.
At home, Duke in their place. Man, Duke waxed their ass.
Yeah.
There ain't no way. You can't make it nice. They kicked their butt.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. And so that's why I'm telling you that when you look at all of this going on, you got people making excuses for Manny Diaz, and there are no excuses to be made. Meanwhile, Brian Flores has, like I said earlier, the youngest team in the NFL, the most inexperienced team in the NFL, the least amount of talent in the NFL. Do you understand that? Nobody has less talent in the NFL than the Miami Dolphins and Brian Flores.
And it's not even close.
Right, it's not even close.
It's not.
Washington has way more talent than Miami. Their defense alone is 100 times better than Miami's. They got some really good players on that defense. They should be a really good defense, week in and week out in Washington. Okay? So, this is the way, and I predicted this on this show a week or two ago. I said it. You can go back and listen to and one of the shows. I forgot which one it was. I told you that if Brian Flores wins, people will look at it like he's screwing up. He's not screwing up because he's not tanking. He's coaching. Do you realize that if any game Brian Flores wins is one hell of an accomplishment? Because of what I just mentioned. He has no talent. He has very little experience. He has a ton of young guys on that team. That's a recipe for 0-16. So if he beats the Redskins, or if he beats the Bengals, or if he beats the Jets, shame on them. There's no tanking going on here. I keep trying to tell you guys this. Brian Flores is coaching to win even though he has less talent. Because that's what he's supposed to do. Players are playing to win. I already told you what tanking is. And again, the lazy term by the media, the lazy term by some of my friends, the lazy term by some of you listeners out there, the second a team sucks, oh, the Jets lost again, so they're into the tanking. No, they're not into tanking. The Jets are incompetent. The Cincinnati Bengals are tankers because Mike Brown never goes to the extreme to win. That is tanking. The Marlins never go to the extreme to win. That is tanking. When you're not trying to win year in and year out, that's tanking. When your team sucks, it's because you're incompetent, not because you're tanking. This is a convenient term that now lazy media people have, lazy fans have, and it's completely inaccurate. And if the Dolphins win, every one of you that keeps saying the Dolphins are tanking, it makes you look like a moron. Because they're not tanking. Like I've explained before, you can go buy a corporation. And when you go in there, you want to change this person, that person, that person, and that person. And you fire all those people and you hire people that are in that same position because those are the people you're comfortable with. You can do that in the real world. In the NFL, there's a salary cap. There are penalties to be made or paid. That is, not made, paid. The Dolphins have to pay all those penalties. It's called dead money. It's called signing bonuses accelerated. So you don't get to replace the CEO right away. In real life, you get to do it because you fire this CEO and you use his or her $300,000 salary to go purchase another CEO for $250,000, $225,000, $325,000, whatever it is. But you're using the same allotted money for it. The budget's there. The budget's gone in the NFL. You cut somebody, salary and bonuses get accelerated. You have to pay dead cap money. You have less money to spend the following year, which means you can't replace them. That's why Miami is taking a, whatever it is, $50, $60 million dead money cap hit this year. Because they can't replace the people they lost. So it's convenient to call it tanking, but it's not. It's resetting because they're going to spend all that money again. Jeffrey Loria would never spend that money. Donald Sterling would never spend that money. Mike Brown would never spend all that money. They'll spend some, but they won't spend it all because they're never always committed to winning. that is tanking. Okay? And if Brian Flores wins this week against the Washington Redskins, he did not screw anything up. He did his job. His job is as a head coach. So if he improves the worst roster in the NFL, the youngest roster in the NFL, the most inexperienced roster in the NFL, it goes on to beat anyone, you, Miami Dolphins fan, should be happy. Oh, but we lose draft position. That's Chris Greer's job. You don't worry about that. You let Chris Greer worry about moving up, moving down, grab that player, draft this one, fix the problem. Let him figure that out. But the last thing you want is an organization that wants to tell its players and teach them how to lose, because you can't turn that around. In fact, you're watching things go awry with the Canes all the time, right? They lose to FSU. What's been the MO? The rest of the season goes to garbage, right? So that's what you want? Because that's what losing does. I'd rather have a coach that's coaching his ass off every week with less talent, still trying to figure out how to win, and let's say he actually wins. I told you, and I'm consistent as hell. What did I say 2 weeks ago, how I felt at halftime of the Chargers-Dolphins game? Well, how did I describe myself every single time? What did I say?
Progress.
And I said I had what? A smile on my face.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I'm not thinking about draft position. Because I'll stay consistent. I'm still the guy that tells you it's not where you draft, it's who you draft. And he has torn everything down to get assets, to turn over the roster, to get rid of bad contracts. He hired a coach. Well, maybe this guy can actually coach. I didn't like how he handled the Kenny Stills situation with the Jay-Z music. That was terrible. But you got to compartmentalize, right? This, I didn't like how he handled. I have to say his team has improved as a coach. I have to say the Dolphins are a better football team week in and week out so far in the first month of the season. They're not better in the win column. I get it. I understand. But I know where they're at. I know what they lack. I know how much talent they have on that roster, which isn't much. But I've seen them get better. I know that they're 10th in the NFL in penalties. So only 9 other teams have committed less penalties. I know they're 3rd in the NFL in penalty yards. Well, leading into this week, I don't know. We haven't added this week yet. But going into this past week, they were 3rd in the NFL in penalty yards. That means only 2 other teams have committed less penalties in yards. That means even they're at 10th in penalty totals, but their penalties must be small because they're only number 3 in yards allowed in those penalties. That means 2 other teams in the NFL have less yards and penalties than Miami. Miami has the least amount of experience, least amount of talent, and they're making as little mistakes as possible on the penalty side overall. Isn't that progress? Isn't that coaching? Because I'm killing Manny Diaz. I kill Al Golden. I kill Tony Sperano. I kill Cam Cameron. I kill all these coaches that we've had. I kill them all because they've had Gase, stupid teams that commit a ton of penalties. So this guy's team is committing less penalties, and I'm supposed to be unhappy? The hell is that? If Brian Flores wins a game or two with this talent, I have to say to myself, holy crap, give this guy real talent and maybe he can win a bunch of games. Listen, man. Look, I rip what needs to get ripped, okay? But I'm not going to do this just for show. I'm not going to do this for downloads. I'm not doing this for you guys to tell, oh, O's on fire and he's ripping this guy. I'll rip them when they deserve it. Okay? Now, if you want me to just, because it's really easy, it's a layup to just get everything that the Dolphins are doing and crap all over it. Because it's really easy.
Oh, yeah.
It's super easy. Okay? But I'm not going to do that because I'm the guy that wanted an organizational enema for 10-plus years I was talking about it. I'm the guy that last year wrote fire Gase, fire Tannenbaum, and put Chris Greer in place. So wait a minute. They put Chris Greer in place. They fired Tannenbaum and Gase. They did an organizational enema, and I'm going to complain? No, not doing that. And this guy...
That would make you a hypocrite.
Exactly. And this guy goes and beats the Redskins this week with less talent. And I'm gonna complain that my coach is better than their team and their coach with less talent? No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. And if you end up in the second or third position of the draft, well, then it's up to Chris Greer to go and find that quarterback one way or another, dude. That's his job. And that's fine. But I'm not telling a coach to not coach and to not prepare their players and not to make them better. Because that's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping that Michael Dieter's a better player by the end of the year that we feel like, okay, you know what? They got a starting guard. That's what I'm hoping. I don't know about you, but I'm a Dolphins fan. So I want those guys to succeed on the field. I want the coaches to coach well. I want them to have success. I want Chris Greer to draft a bunch of great players. I want the Dolphins to be in the playoffs. I want the Dolphins to be in a Super Bowl. That's what I want. I'm sorry, I don't sit here rooting against the Dolphins for failure. That's just not who I am. That's never been in my DNA, and it's never going to be in my DNA.
They're just blatantly objective and honest.
Right. That's it.
That's all.
That's all. And I'm keeping it that way. And it deserves to be that way.
In relation to Dieter, man, a lot of heart, a lot of moxie, bro. For him to change positions, like Flores pointed out, going to tackle in Dallas against that defensive line, no complaining, just what do you need me to do, coach? Plug in and do his best and actually do a serviceable job. Obviously not great, but man, realize this guy's outclassed. He's out-knowledged, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the guy, there's potential here, okay? If he's starting out like this, this is his first year, and he's being thrown in different positions, different looks, different schemes, you got to figure there's a lot of room for growth for this guy if he's starting out like this, okay?
Yeah. No, and listen, I just don't understand this approach that – everything has got to be just absolutely terrible for this team when I just don't see it. I'm sorry. I see some pretty good things going on. And then somehow or another, it's his fault if this week they lose. And I mean, they win. And he's a loser because his team that has less talent than everybody else in the NFL, he goes and beats another team. He's the bad guy. Flores is the loser. He's screwing everything up.
Because he wins.
Because,
he's a loser.
Because he won with less.
Jesus.
That's because
You know how retarded that is?
It's just one of those things that I can't accept. I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to be proud of Flores if he wins.
Let me ask
I'm going to say now, hey, you know what? Maybe the Dolphins have themselves a head coach. Maybe one of these coaches that fell off the Belichick tree finally are actually half decent. Huh? Maybe that's the case. Could it possibly be it?
That we get lucky and
yeah.
He ends up being in his own division? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would be the ironic part of this whole situation.
And maybe it's not luck. Maybe if things continue to turn out well under Chris Greer...
Right.
It can't be luck. Because it can't be luck that you bamboozle Houston, you get a better pick out of Pittsburgh, you get a better pick out of, you get a pick for Tannehill. I mean, he's done pretty good in the draft part. So I'm just saying, if he continues on this trajectory, then you can't say it was luck. It'll tell you that maybe you also got yourself a GM. That's all.
I think that that's already the case, just based on
but
maneuver. Now, obviously, the picks have to come through.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So it's like, too early to say it. But
so far, so far, everything has been done to maximize our earning potential, what we can max and improve, and he's maxed it. Okay, you dude, the fact that, like you said, the fact that he got something for Tannehill, are you kidding me?
Yep. That's that was impressive to get something
for Houston take Kenny Stills $8 million off your hands. That's another one. After a 1-2, they take another $8 million from you. Seriously?
That's why for me, I'm gonna enjoy it. I think they got a shot at winning this week. I really do. I really do.
What is your like being straight up, no bullying here? What are you expecting from us? What should we be? What should we expect?
I'm expecting you got a half of football against the Chargers.
Right.
I'm expecting four quarters this week. I'm expecting four solid quarters, because you're not playing a great team. I'm expecting you to hang in there. I just want you to give me a game. Maybe you win it, maybe you don't, but just give me a game. Try to give me a game.
Be in the game.
This is a team that's in disarray right now.
Well, I'm just going to say, new coach.
Let me tell you, if they put Haskins in there, man, you're going to have a great opportunity to win. Okay? So they got a shot. I'm sorry. This is not the show, okay, that is just going to get lazy and rip the Dolphins just to rip
that
them.
I think they're doing great. That would be tanking.
I think they're doing the right thing in changing everything about this organization, and maybe you can turn the page and be better down the line. I'd rather try this, okay? Some guy sent me a tweet over the weekend, and he goes, well, he sent me some article somebody else wrote about tanking, how this, and he goes, this is just something that could be terrible for the organization for years to come. And I go to him, what has gone on for 20 years, dude? What are they avoiding? What the hell are you talking about? I'd rather try this. I already saw what they've done for 20 years. They were a joke.
There was absolutely no great shakes in any capacity.
Nothing.
Zero.
The Dolphins were a joke for 20 years. I've been ripping them for 20 years for doing the same stupid things over and over again. I commend them now for changing everything, for trying a completely different approach that will be copied. Guaranteed, this will be copied by at least 2 to 3 NFL teams in the next 3 years. No doubt in my mind. Maybe not next year, but the year after, guaranteed it'll happen, because they're going to see Miami turn the corner after next season. Because they'll go through this draft and they'll add a load of players to go with what they have this year. Together, by the end of next year, you're going to see improvement. And then years 3 and 4 are the ones that really start to take off and you feel it. I believe that's what's going to happen. And that's when teams are going to say in years 2 and 3, they're going to go, we got to do a reset like they did.
Hey, I got an idea. Look at what they did.
Yeah.
You know what? Look at the teams that did it in baseball. And there was a couple back in the day, Baltimore, blah.
These guys did it the right way.
Chicago. There's been copycats now, but yeah. I remember Baltimore doing it, and obviously they didn't have the money to keep their guys, but they did have a 1 or 2 year appearance in the playoffs, and boom, they were gone. Chicago, Houston.
Houston are the ones that did it, that tore it all the way down. Lost 100-plus games several years. Chicago only once. They lost 80-something the second year, and then the third year they won. But that's Theo, because he already had done it in Boston. So he kind of knew what he was doing already when he turned everything around a little faster there. But overall, the Sixers did it, and it paid off. I think it's going to pay off for Miami. But to think that Brian Flores is an idiot if he wins, or doesn't know what he's doing if he wins, it's just asinine. It's something that... it's unacceptable, and I don't know how people would even think that way. And I got to tell you something. You're not really a true Dolphins fan if that's the way you're thinking, because it's kind of twisted. That means you never want your team to get any better and to get ahead. That's what that means to me. In my eyes, that's what that means. Because if the coach shows you he can coach, then that's progress, because all we get are coaches that can't coach. All we get are guys that can make a difference. So you get a guy that has less talent than the entire NFL, and he's able to beat NFL teams. Well, then why did we always respect the crap out of Shula? Because he could win with a running game and Zonka kick Morris. Then he would win with a passing game with Marino, and he would win with Woodstrock in between. So he won with everything, and that's why Bump Phillips used to say he beat you with his in and he'd beat you with your ins, or whatever the hell it was, however he used to say that saying.
Yep.
I don't have
he'll
enough.
He'll beat you with his, he'll take yours, and then beat yours with yours.
No, but it's a urines and his in and his ins and urines, and it's like a term that he says that you got to have.
Well, you got to do it with
you
a little
be
bit
country.
Of that southern
yeah,
Texas
Yeah, you
got to
be country.
Draw.
You're not country, so you don't know it. But you know what I'm talking about. You old folks know what I'm talking about. So that's the issue.
Let's get into a couple of things going on with the Miami Dolphins. First of all, I want to get into an article from Barry Jackson in the Miami Herald. And look, I'm going to have to kill Barry Jackson on this one because it just gets to the point where the media, some people in the media, you kind of get ridiculous and you're really not realistic. And I think sometimes some people in the media think that this is fantasy football and not reality football. The latest now, okay, first of all, the Dolphins aren't tanking. You can keep saying that all you want. There is nowhere where they're saying, hey, let's plan to lose. No, they want to reset the entire team. So they got rid of all the bad salaries so they can take one fell swoop of a cap hit so they can move on. That's really smart. And like I've mentioned several times, in the regular world, you can fire 5 managers, 10 employees, and you can fire 3 district managers when you took over a company, and then you can hire all those people back because you have that money available. There's no salary cap hits. There's no dead cap money. In football, you can't do that. You have salary cap hits, you have dead cap money hits. It doesn't allow you to acquire the same amount of same player for the same amount of money because you don't have it available to you. So there's a penalty. The penalty is wait a year. That's what it is. That's what they're doing. And in the process, they've also loaded up on picks and they're turning over the roster. Now, the latest one from Barry Jackson now, okay, because I mean these asinine things come from different people in the media. This stupid-ass article comes from Barry Jackson, and he wants now the owner to come on down from his perch and go tell the guys, hey, go rest X this week against Washington and rest Bobby McCain and rest this guy and rest whatever, Devontae Parker, whatever. Rest any kind of veteran that could possibly help you to ensure the tank. First of all, Brian Flores' team has gotten better. Does that sound like tanking? They didn't do anything offensively and defensively for 2 weeks. Week 3, the defense showed up into the third quarter of the Dallas game. Week 4, against the Chargers, both sides of the ball, offense and defense, showed up for a half. I'm sorry, didn't the media say that they were quitting? That's wrong. They're tanking? That's wrong again. Coaches are coaching. Players are playing. Isaiah Prince is playing well. They just started the kid, okay? They just started him. 6th-round pick. And look what's going on with the kid. He's playing well. See, these are things that it's hard for me to understand. It's hard for me to comprehend. I mean, you think it's tanking? Let me play you a cut from Brian Flores talking about, okay, Isaiah Prince, their 6th-round pick, okay? Listen to Brian Flores talking about Isaiah Prince right here.
I think that's something to talk about. What we think about every week. But it's up to the player. You know, he's got to come in, practice well, not to get too high on the getting his first start and, you know, playing fairly decently. And he's done that. He was excited to play and, you know, said he had a great, you know, had so much fun playing. And so he's motivated, and that's a good thing. I think with a young player like that, you want to get him more snaps, go get him more comfortable, see if you can develop him, you know, especially on the offensive line. You know, a guy with, you know, his size, his length, his athletic ability, you want to get him in there and try to see if he can get better. But that's up to the player, and we've got some other guys who are playing well as also. So, you know, we'll see how this it all unfolds over the course of the week.
So you heard it in his voice that he even talks about his improvement and how the kid was, you know, a little psyched up about it and all that stuff. Does that sound to you like tanking? Does it sound to you like Raekwon McMillan is trying to tank the season? Does Josh Rosen play to you like he's tanking? Or does it play, or does he play to you like he's trying his ass off? When Jesse Davis injures a shoulder and he puts on a harness to get back out on the field to try to help his team, does that sound like tanking to you? I'm just wondering, because the level of stupidity sometimes in the media is amazing. And Barry is a smart guy. That doesn't mean you can't come up with stupid things. And obviously, that's a dumbass article, because it's so unrealistic. You think this is a game or something? They're not sitting there systematically figuring out ways to lose. No, they systematically tore down their football team. I am so glad, because tomorrow Andrew Brandt is going to join us at noon, okay? And he's one of the, you know, he's a hell of an executive, former executive in the league, was with Green Bay for many years. He wrote an article in the MMQB where he talked about he praises the Dolphins. Why? Because he gets it. Unlike Barry Jackson and others around the NFL that don't understand what the Miami Dolphins are doing and don't get it. And can you imagine? Barry Jackson is there every day covering the team, and this is how clueless he is. He thinks the owner's going to go down there and tell him, hey, why don't you rest this guy, that guy, and this guy, and that guy? He thinks that he would do stupid things. Maybe Haslam from the Browns might do something stupid like that and crazy. But you're not. Brian Flores and Chris Greer are not going to do that. Again, folks, it's this whole concept of tanking. The Marlins tank, ladies and gentlemen. The Dolphins are not tanking in any way, shape, and form. If they're 10th in the league in penalties going into this past week, if they're 3rd in the league in yards on penalties, only two other teams have less yards on penalties. Listen to me. There are 29 teams in the league worse than Miami in giving up yards on their penalties. Does that sound like tanking to you? You think Preston Williams is not trying to get better every week? Does that sound like tanking to you? I see Michael Dieter fighting his ass off. I'm not telling you that he's all world. I'm not telling you he's arrived, but he's had some moments. Does it feel like tanking the way he plays the game? I mean, seriously. Let's not get stupid here. These are professionals. All of those players take pride every time they take the field because it's their work that's on film. That's their resume. And coaches cannot just coach to lose because that's on their resume. I just had a segment yesterday on the show, and I explained to you that the people that look like Barry Jackson, that if you happen to win this week, that it's you're ruining things. No, you're not. It's actually really impressive if you win. Because Brian Flores and his staff are working with a hell of a lot less than everybody else. The team they're playing this week, the Redskins, I know they're in shambles. I know they just fired their coach. I know they've got maybe the worst owner in pro sports. I get all of that. They still have way more talent than Miami. Listen to me. They have way more talent than Miami. Nobody has any business losing to Miami this year. That's how much of a disadvantage they're at. Yet, they hung in there for an entire half with a playoff team 2 weeks ago. And now, people think they have a shot. Maybe it's because the coaching staff is coaching and trying and not tanking. You idiots. You freaking morons. Here's the other thing. How about having a little respect for these men that they are trying? You want to say somebody's bad, they can't play, they can't coach, that's fine. But to tell somebody that they're actually quitting and not trying as professionals, that's insulting to a teacher, that's insulting to a police officer, that's insulting to a politician, that's insulting to anybody that works. We all should go to work and try our best every single day. And if you're not doing that, well, then shame on you. And everybody should take pride in what they do. And I bet you that as tough a time that Kalen Ballage has had this year, which he has had a brutal time, he's working his ass off. He's not trying to lose. Do you think he's dropping... According to Barry Jackson, right, and maybe other media members, maybe Kalen Ballage took some money from the owner so he could drop some footballs. Oh, yeah, Mr. Ross, I'll help you lose. I'll drop footballs, really. Yeah, because if Kalen Ballage gets cut at the end of the year, he's going to want that film floating around of him dropping all those passes. What kind of stupidity is this? Players aren't going to try to tank. Coaches are not going to try to tank. The front office is not trying to tank. The front office says, how can we turn this mother around as quickly as possible? That's what they're saying. Nothing more, nothing less. So for those of you that think anything different, it's just ridiculous. It's insulting on every level. These guys are trying. They are working their asses off. You got to respect that. Put some respect on it. They deserve that you put some respect on it. That's the part I really don't understand. And this is reality. This is not fantasy. And what the Dolphins did took a lot of guts. It took a lot of balls because you're going to have a lot of people who are misinformed, like Barry Jackson and many others around the country, that don't really understand what they're doing and don't get it. And they don't understand the business of it, that this is actually the fastest way to turn things around. What do some people want? They want Miami to release one player or two a year and keep signing other players? No. No, you don't. I think I saw somebody say, hey, let's go sign Von Miller. That's exactly what they need to avoid. They have to draft, develop their own Von Miller, okay? That's what they got to do. Not sign the old guys that everybody else has so you never see the end of the contract and they're just coming here for money. Those days are done. You got to be smart nowadays. And what the Dolphins did, I'm telling you, they're going to be the trendsetters. Other teams are going to do it. They're going to see that Miami is going to turn things around with a quickness, and they're going to start copying them. But to think that the owner's going to go down there and tell, well, hey, why don't you sit this guy and that guy so we can assure that we lose. That's so ridiculous. That's how you really would lose the locker room. If, okay, remember the reports from the media that they had quit. Reports from the media that all kinds of players want off the team and it was one, right? Reports that there was going to be a revolt if they traded Laremy Tunsil. None of that is true. So if they're tanking, how come coaches are coaching and players are getting better? You tell me. I don't know. You tell me. How come they keep trying to work that offensive line and trying to find the right combination? I mean, if they don't care, if the coaches don't care, then they would just put me out there. Right? Just put five slobs like me out there and that's it. We're done. We'll get Rosen killed. We'll get everybody killed. They'll lose every game by 400 and let's move on. But somehow or another, they keep trying to find a combination that works. Okay, no, this guy's better. No, that guy's better. No, let's try this guy. I wonder why. Oh, because they're coaching. Oh, because they're trying to win. Even though they have less talent, they're still trying to win. Did you tell them they couldn't compete in the first half against the Chargers? They run out of gas in the second half because they're not good enough. They don't have the experience of the other team. They don't have the talent of the other team. So eventually, talent takes over. This isn't baseball, okay? In baseball, the worst team in the league can beat the best team in the league on any given day because your pitcher came in, the one pitcher you may have that's half decent, just was dealing that day. And you got a couple of lucky hits and you won the game 2-1, 3-2, 4-1, whatever. In football, more often than not, if you're way more talented, you're easily winning. Unless you just gave the ball away eight times in the game. It's the way it is. But to think that the owner is going to go down there and tell him, hey, bench this, and all of a sudden on the inactive list is X and McCain and a whole bunch and Rosen and everybody else that you could possibly help you win, you're now going to bench them. How stupid is that? There's a process going on here. They're trying to figure out who can play and who can't. They're trying to figure out who's a foundational player. They're trying to figure out who's mentally tough to survive this season and thrive. Because think about it. If you're a player and you can maintain your confidence and you can maintain your effort and you can be as productive as possible in this environment, that's the guy I want to build on. Who wants to build on a guy that says, quit? Sure, coach, let's quit. Who wants a coach that says, oh, yeah, let's not try at all? I don't think so. I'm the guy telling you that if they beat Washington this week, that means that maybe Brian Flores can actually coach. How about looking at it that way? Holy crap, this guy has way less talent than Washington. And he just beat the Redskins. And trust me, all these teams playing the Dolphins, they know how much little talent they have compared to their teams. They don't want to lose to Miami. So they'll be motivated professionally just from that. So if Miami actually beats Washington or anyone else on this schedule, which would be a shock to me, I'm going to be the first guy standing going, holy crap. Wow. I'm super proud of Brian Flores, his staff, and those players. But you go ahead. You go ahead and try to create some stuff about, hey, why doesn't the owner come down and bench people? Losing is a good thing. I never wanted to suck for luck. And I'm not going to tell you that you tell people to just not do their jobs and be completely unprofessional and give up. No. It's not the way it goes. And I told you guys 2 weeks ago, had a big old smile on my face watching that Chargers game, the first half. I was like, this is really cool. These young guys are showing me some fire. They ran out of it, okay, but I understand why they run out of it. Quarter of season is gone, folks. We got 12 more games. Start looking at it the right way. And don't pay attention to the idiotic media members that don't get what's going on. Okay? Some of us get it, and some of us don't. I got it for 20 years, and I kept telling you that they weren't doing it right. And sure enough, for 20 years, I was proven right over and over and over again. Well, I'm on the other side now, and I think they are doing it to a T. I think they're doing it the best way possible. I think they have shown the guts to give themselves an opportunity to really turn this around finally. And I think that's pretty cool. But that's just me.